research stamps and the points.
Ready?
We're on.
Yeah.
You know, this team has a lot of fight in us. We got a lot of character. There's a lot of hurt in that dressing room over there. But we got to find some way to not make the same mistake over and over. But we had way too many penalties. We had way too many big plays against us when we had momentum. We just got to find a way. You know, good football teams eliminate mistakes, and we keep continuing to make the same mistakes, and that's the biggest frustration about it. You go back and you can pick out so many good things in this game. I mean, we get down, then we take the ball back 90 yards and have a drive. And, you know, we had them worn down. We were dominating the game in a lot of ways, and then we make critical mistakes. We give up a sack, we hold, we give up a big play, we bust the coverage, you know, just a play, you know, and there was numerous plays in this game, way too many for the 11th game of the year to have that many mistakes on just fundamental mistakes in how you win football games. That's the hurtful thing in it now is that we still keep fighting, but we got to find a way to eliminate these mistakes.
Coach, you brought a lot of pressure up front, putting a lot of the guys in the secondary, young guys, kind of out on the island. How much did experience play a part in a lot of those mistakes?
Well, I think maybe one of them. Anyway, that when just having a feel for it, we made a bust down here in what we were in quarters coverage, and we felt one defender come off and another one comes underneath instead of just staying on top. But, you know, I think we got a lot of confidence in those guys, and those guys can cover. But you know, we just made some mistakes. But we're going to be an aggressive defense, and we've been better with some new guys in there. And you know, it's not a deer in a headlight type look. It's just go back there and get the thing done. So that's the way we got to win games. We had them off balance. We had, I think, our defense, you know, really, especially early. I had two sacks, and really, I mean, we had them going, and then we give up the big play.
Coach, you had five first half sacks and didn't have any in the second half. Do you think that's why Lawson was able to heat up?
He got comfortable. He wasn't comfortable in the first half at all, but he definitely got comfortable. They went to more, you know, a quick game, a three-step game, and got rid of him. And if we tackle a couple of times, we get off the field. We knew he was going to get rid of it, and we missed a couple of tackles. We just whiffed once or twice over there on their sideline on critical third downs that, you know, we got to just tackle and do that. But, you know, that's sometimes you can't get to him. He was holding in the first half, and we got the sacks. In the second half, he was getting rid of it, so you got to tackle.
Coach, you've had some tough pills to swallow this year. This is the 10th loss in the season. How much tougher is this one to swallow?
Well, they all, you know, you take each one, you know, one week at a time. They don't pile up, you know. I mean, it's frustrating. You take each week, you regroup and you come back and you gear back up. We should have won this football game. Tulane did some good things. Grossman did well. They're a team that you know, they've had their trouble too. But we should have won this football game, in my opinion. And that's what hurts. You know, some other teams that we played, hey, maybe we might have to beat up. I think we should have won the game. You know, I don't take anything away from Tulane by saying that, but I think we should have won the game.
What do you think about Jang's second performance out there?
I think he got better, you know, and he probably held the ball a couple of times, took a couple of sacks, and he made some formational checks that he shouldn't have made. But you know what? The guy's really showing a lot of poise and took us, had some long drives and did some things. I'm proud of James.
Do you think you'd have that much success running the ball today?
Well, we felt like going in we could do both, you know, and we didn't know how well Marvin was going to be, you know, how healthy he was going to be, but we thought we could, you know, with Vontae and Marvin and Robert and all three and doing that and still, you know, protecting James and doing a little bit. I just felt like we'd protect a little bit better, and we'll see why that happens. That's on a lot of people.
Talk about that series for the end of the second half of this. Casey Ross had two big sacks and comes out and makes that interception. So some glimpses of what he's getting.
Well, no question. I mean, he's a competitor, you know, and those guys, that's what, I mean, they're young guys, but those are competitors. Those three DBs in the back end back there are really competitors. They come to the sideline and they're not like, oh my goodness, what's going on? It's like, hey, what did I do wrong? Here's what would happen. You can communicate. They're going to get better and better and better.
So there's no head hanging?
Better not be. Better not be. There's frustration. There's a lot of there's hurt, there's frustration, there's probably more at this point, there's probably some more anger, you know, at the situation because we know, you know, we screwed the thing up.
Obviously, the defense has improved game by game, but in that first half, it was just a totally different look by those guys out there.
Well, you know, I came off, you know, got him a couple of quick sacks, and, you know, we just kind of did it, you know, and that's the kind of defense we want to be. We're going to get through next week, and when I say get through, we're going to work hard. We're going to grind on next week, but I'm looking to start this thing, you know, again and feel a better foundation with some things, but we got to go hard next week.
Speaking of next week, got to be some initiative you could pull, possibly a Liberty Bowl trip for Southern Miss if you go out there and beat them.
Well, they didn't get the bid, so that'll give them a little extra incentive. They're a good football team. They're very, very talented. I mean, if you watch them, you're really impressed with them, and I know they'll be ready to play, and we got to put one together.
Anthony Neely, you see